Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
Tuning in, I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation. I'm here on High Frequency Radio Network. You know, got a good show lined up for you. But I know how I start off is all praise is due to and thanks to the Creator and the ancestors, you know what I'm saying? But without them, we would not be here. I want to say big up to Yusuf L., High Frequency Radio Network, highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Definitely the big brother out here, you know, putting it down out here. Welcome to the foundation. I'm your host, Sol. I want to say peace, you know, peace to everyone I've built with on, in the private. I want to say peace to the trustees. Peace to everyone who's checking the show out live. Peace to everyone who's checked the show out in the archive. Peace to everyone who sent an email. Everyone I've, you know, just interacted with. Peace to everyone I met. So far, so good, y'all. Special announcement. Definitely got the event coming up in June. That's June 24th. 30 days, I guess. 31 days, I guess it depends. We're going to be in Newark, New Jersey with Taj Tariq Bey. I'm excited. Hope you're excited. You know, I'll be there. Sharif Ali will be there. Yusuf has definitely, you know, insinuated that, you know, he would be there. it's definitely going to be an amazing event. So, you know, mark your calendars. June 24th. That's the East Coast. Said I was coming to y'all. Saturday. So, you know, hit me up. Admin, A-D-M-I-N, admin at welcometothefoundation.com. Spell like it sounds. You know, spelled normally. And I'll put you down, you know. Get you an RSVP, get all the information, where it's going to be at, where it's going to go, so on and so forth. I feel like it's going to be amazing, y'all. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm trying to get everything together. Having mere technical difficulties. I apologize. But y'all know what it is. I would like you to walk y'all to this foundation. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act. I didn't even know this existed. I'm just going to keep it real. My sister put me on to this. Y'all know how I do. I keep it real. Ain't no shame in my game. So shout out to the sister who put me on to this. Telephone Consumer Protection Act. I read it and I had to bring it to the people. It's crazy. I ain't going to say her name. She's a private sister. But she's definitely studying. Sisters be studying, y'all. Y'all didn't know. Shout out to my sisters. Brothers, y'all be studying too. I just feel like sometimes sisters get left out. So there's a, you know, Consumer Protection Act. There's a Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And I think it's amazing. So we're going to get into that. First and foremost, though, you know, highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Go to the PDF section. Download everything. Because you never know. Down, you know, the administration going on right now, you know, it might shut the internet down. Who knows? What else? Yeah, like I said, PDF section. Grab all that. Grab everything you can. There's a ridiculous amount of information. I am building a website. You know, welcome to thefoundation.com. It's not up yet. But it'll be nothing compared to the highfrequencyradionetwork.com. And I'm trying to look this up. So I'm going to get into current events, y'all. So commerce, you know, I'm going to start with this bank. Excuse me. Commerce Bank is said to be closing physical. Precious metals business. So this is on Reuters, and it's a very short article. It's very interesting. This was May 18th. It wasn't even in America. It was like Reuters Africa or something. Commerce Bank is to close its physical precious metals business in the next year. This is a source with direct knowledge in the matter. This was said, I guess, you know, last Thursday. The business that will be closed includes physical precious metals trading and related activities, including refinery services, vaulting, and transportation of precious metals, to say a few, the source said. The team is largely based in Luxembourg. That's Germany. I don't think y'all know that's Germany. No change is expected to its unallocated products business, the source added. And, you know, the bank had no comment. I think that's interesting. Yeah, banks closing down their precious metals in anticipation of what? You know, I ain't trying to get weird. I'm just saying, you know. I hear Puerto Rico did the bankruptcy dance. Puerto Rico declares bankruptcy. This is on USA Today. Facing mountains of debt and population loss, the board overseeing Puerto Rico filed Wednesday for the equivalent of bankruptcy protection in a historic move that's sure to trigger a fierce legal battle with the fate of the island's citizens, creditors, and workers' estates. Crushed by $74 billion in debts and $49 billion in pension liabilities. Filing casts a shadow of uncertainty over the future of Puerto Rico pensioners, American retirees who own the island's debt. You hear this? American retirees who got their retirement accounts tied up in, you know, some debt that's, you know, coming from Puerto Rico. Institutional investors who backed the island in good times and businesses with lucrative contracts. But, you know, it can also provide hope to residents seeking to preserve access to basic services such as public safety and health care, which is, you know, absolutely necessary, while also offering a potential route to economic stability. Yo, Puerto Rico is an insular possession of the United States. If y'all didn't know, I'm sure most of y'all know. And in my opinion, that's, if a part of the United States is doing bankruptcy, what does that say about the whole? I wanted to get into this real quick. The four desires driving all human behavior. You know, I think this is Bertrand Russell. He did an acceptance speech for a Nobel Prize. Right? So all human activity is prompted by desire. Desire being one. Hold on, I'm sorry, I lost my spot. There's a wholly fallacious theory advanced by some earnest moralists to the effect that it is possible to resist desire in the interest of duty and moral principle. I say this is fallacious not because no man ever acts from a sense of duty, but because duty has no hold on him unless his desires be dutiful. Basically, if your desires don't line up with duty, you're not going to act against acquisitiveness, which is the wish to possess as much as possible of goods, or the title to goods, is a motive which has its origin in a combination of fear with the desire for necessities or necessaries. I'm not going to read this whole thing. Vanity. Anyone who is much to do with children knows how they are constantly performing some antic and saying, "Look at me, look at me." It's one of the most fundamental desires of human heart. It can take innumerable forms, but buffoonery to the pursuit of posthumous fame. Wow. That's what's up. And the love of power, even though closely akin to vanity, but is not by any means the same thing. For vanity is for its satisfaction is glory, and it is easy to have glory without power. Many people prefer glory to power, but on the whole, these people have less effect upon the course of events than those who prefer power to glory. Power, like vanity, is insatiable. Nothing short of omnipotence could satisfy it completely. And as it is especially the vice of energetic men, the casual efficacy of love of power is out of all proportion to its frequency. It is indeed by far the strongest motive in the lives of important men. Take that. Cats out here thinking that they, you know, doing that dance, you all self-important. Well, I guess that's typical. General Motors is cutting jobs once again, but this time I guess it's in international headquarters in Singapore. Still, General Motors is, you know, an American company that is traded internationally. So it's having issues. So it's, you know, slashing headcount in its international headquarters in Singapore. Part of its efforts to reduce exposure to unprofitable and unpromising markets. With overseas markets such as India, Southeast Asia, and South Korea, among others, will reduce the staff about 50 to 180. Whoa. Reduce its staff to about 50 or 180. Man, I mean, how many do they have? If that's what they disclosed. Continual issues with, you know, the ongoing economy. Tiffany, the high-end jeweler, their sales continue to slide. With like-for-like sales falling 4% over the quarter, even though analysts had expected a 1.1% rise. And the Mincent shares down by more than 4%, I mean 7%. But I don't know. I guess all is well. Everything's all good, you know. Google, check this out. Shout out to you know, my homie Jay up in credit for showing me this. Google is planning to track credit card spending. You know, they got this spinoff company, Google Attribution, which will allow advertisers to see whether online ad campaigns generate offline sales. Announcing the service, Google said that it captures around 70% of credit card and debit card transactions in the U.S. already. Google announced a new product in its blog spot, saying for the first time, Google Attribution makes it possible for every marketer to measure the impact of their marketing across devices and cross channels, all in one place. Something else that was sitting here, too, that I wanted to say. Third-party partnerships already capture, Google's third-party partnerships already capture approximately 70% of the credit and debit card transactions in the U.S., but did not reveal who the partners were or how the information was captured. That's tech. That's my tech move. The tech news. And last but not least, I do want to say this. This is on, dang, I didn't even tell you to say the, I ain't gonna go back. This is on the The Economist, talking about old money, numismatics, which are, you know, coins, are outperforming other instruments. New York smiling salesmen show off their precious wares neatly displayed in pristine glass cabinets. Numismatics who study the history of art and money see well-preserved coins, aesthetics. Index of tangible alternative asset classes compiled by Knight Frank. Consultancy shows that returns on rare coins over 10 years to the end of 2016 were 195%, easily beating art at 139%, stamps at 133%, furniture, which was down 31%, and the S&P 500 index was 58%. So over 10 years, precious metals, well, they're saying numismatics, but I'm going to go ahead and out of limb and say, you know, precious metals, gold and silver. They're talking about silver here, but I'm going to say precious metals. They're all beating stock markets and their other tangible asset classes. I think that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. What does that mean? Get your hands on some precious metals. You want to know how? Hit me up. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I can help you get it legally, lawfully, privately, which is most importantly, if you ask me. Coca-Cola cut 12,000 jobs. Increasing its cost-cutting target by $800 billion. So that's an increase. And GM, there's a GM plant that was seized in Venezuela. I think I said something about it, but if I did, so what? Say it again. Y'all know Venezuela is. Hey, Harold out there, you know, shout out to my, you know, everybody in Venezuela that's out there hurting, positive vibes, you know, but they seized a GM plant. That's funny. GM couldn't do anything about it. Even in economic crisis, you can somehow, somewhat see the power in the people. Incorrect information improperly applied can get you hurt. Correct information improperly applied or incorrectly applied can get you hurt. That's why, you know, I'm here with the foundation so we can correctly apply correct information. So with that being said, I'm going to start to show off a little, you know, I'm going to digress a little bit, you know, from the topic at hand, you know, but I'm going to like it. So I'm studying, you know, I always be studying, always have been. Well, no, that's too far. I've been studying the UCC for a little over 3 years, to be honest. I'm not even going to lie. And that's the actual statutes that I printed off from the Secretary of State in my state. So, you know, physically in my possession, been studying this code. And I want to talk about additional terms and acceptance or confirmation. This is the UCC 2-201. I don't know what it says in your state, but you know, uniformly it's 2-201. This is formation and readjustment of contract. So, you know, it goes on to define what a contract is, a contract for sale of goods, you know, between merchants, contract which does not specify, a contract which does not satisfy the requirements of subsection 1, but which is valid in other respects, is enforceable. You know, that's UCC 2-201, 3, which is interesting, y'all. A contract which does not satisfy the requirements. So, you know, there's requirements set forth in Section 1. And then 3 says, a contract which does not satisfy the requirements of Section 1, but which is valid in other respects, is enforceable. In other respects, meaning, you know, you're talking to them, you're paying them, ignoring their, you know, presentments. Additional, so this is 2-207. This is public information. I don't care what anyone says. A definite and seasonable expression of acceptance or a written confirmation which is sent within a reasonable time operates as an acceptance, even though it states terms additional to or different from those offered or agreed upon, unless acceptance is expressly made conditional on assent to the additional or different terms.
Oh, man.
Conduct by both parties. This is UCC 2-207. This is 3 right here. I just read 1. I mean, I'm going to go back to that. Conduct by both parties which recognizes the existence of a contract is sufficient to establish a contract. Although the, well, it says contract for sale, although the writings of the parties do not otherwise establish a contract. So conduct by both parties which recognizes the existence of the contract is sufficient. It's sufficient to establish a contract. All right, y'all. So, like, if they send you a bill and you pay it, I'm just going to break it down, like, just straight up. And then that's 3. And then 1, definite and seasonable expression of acceptance or written confirmation, which is sent within a reasonable time, operates as an acceptance, even though it states terms additional or different from those offered or agreed upon. So that's a conditional acceptance. I don't know. I'm just hearing some weird stuff, so I just want to clarify some stuff. Because, I mean, and this is you know, this is going to lead me into the topic, which is the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act with regards to the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. All right? And look, I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I'm in a good mood. Which I usually am. Plus, this is kind of humorous to me because I read this. Look, it's titled 47, which is under telegraphs, telephones, and radio telegraphs, subsection 227. Pretty much where it starts. Now it's got amendments from 1994, and previously 1992, 1990, and so on and so forth. But I'm not going to read all this because this is like 16 pages or so. I mean, who wants to hear me just read 16 pages? But look. Restrictions on the use of telephone equipment. All right, so this is how they work. As using this section, the term automatic telephone dialing system means equipment which has the capacity, right, A, to store or produce telephone numbers to be called using a random or sequential number generator, and B, to dial such numbers. All right, so hold up. No, let me keep going. The term established business relationship for purposes only subsection B1CI of this section shall have meaning given to the term in section 64.1200 of Title 47 Code Federal Regulations is in effect of, you know, January 1st, 2003. Except that, A, such term shall include a relationship between a person or entity and a business subscriber subject to the same terms applicable under subsection to a relationship between a person or entity and residential subscriber, and B, an established business relationship shall be subject to any limitation established pursuant to paragraph 2. And then it goes into to define the term telephone facsimile machine. And, you know, because when you're writing your own stuff, you can define your own terms. So, look, I'm going to go back to the term automatic telephone dialing system. All right? Because when we get into this, we get into the prohibitions on restrictions on the use of automated telephone equipment. Okay. So automatic telephone dialing system means equipment which has the capacity to A, store or produce telephone numbers to be called using a random or sequential number generator, and to dial such numbers. All right, so I want to let y'all know, and you know, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not a CPA. I ain't go to law school. I don't have a law degree, law card, bar card, yard card, not a mayor nor card. But I've studied this stuff, and I'm telling you, automatic telephone dialing system to store or produce telephone numbers to be called using a random or sequential number generator and to dial such numbers. That's a cell phone. That's a business desk phone. I think they got terms in here for automatic dialers. Don't get me started though. But that's a phone. It's a phone system. It's a business phone system. Public business phone system. It's a telephone. It's a pay phone. It's a phone. It's a telephone. Automatic telephone dialing system. Your cell phone is an automatic telephone dialing system. All right, so we got that established. The term established business relationship. Such term shall include a relationship between a person or entity and a business subscriber, subject to the same terms applicable under such section to a relationship between a person or entity and a residential subscriber. Telephone solicitation, this is four, the term, because I skipped the term telephone facsimile machine. Because, you know, well, not, hold on. No, I'm not going to skip that. A telephone facsimile machine means equipment which has the capacity, A, to transcribe text or images or both, from paper into an electronic signal or both. Into an electronic signal, and to transmit that signal over a regular telephone line, or to transcribe text or images or both from an electronic signal received over a regular telephone line on paper. So yeah, it's a fax machine. But I mean, what's a regular telephone line? These days, a regular telephone line is a cell phone. And does your cell phone have the ability to transcribe text or images or both from paper into an electronic signal? Mine does. I got this little program called, Scanner. Scanner app. Scanner Pro or something. That's a telephone facsimile machine if I'm talking, because that's equipment which has the capacity to transcribe text or images or both from paper into the electronic signal. I do it all the time. I take pictures of documents transcribed, you know, from paper, turn it into a PDF, and email it over a regular telephone line. You know, regular telephone line is a cell phone. You know, that's regular. More people have cell phones than landlines. That's a regular telephone line. The term telephone solicitation is four. Means the initiation of a telephone call or message for the purpose of encouraging to purchase or rental or investment in property, goods, or services, which is transmitted to any person. Such term does not include a call or message to any person with the person's prior express invitation or permission. You hear this? So that they have your prior express invitation or permission to call you. It doesn't include you. Okay? But it would include you if you send them a letter, you know, with tracking, so you know they got it, saying that they don't have permission to call you on the phone. That applies to them. But I digress. B, to any person with whom the caller has an established business relationship, or C, by a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Cool. Or, you know, within their rules, they're not supposed to call people. They don't have an invitation to call. Term five. The term unsolicited advertisement means any material advertising the commercial availability or quality of any property, goods, or services, which is transmitted to any person without that person's prior express invitation or permission in writing or otherwise. Do they have your express invitation or permission in writing or otherwise? That's why they record calls. Because that's or otherwise. A call recording is or otherwise. This call may be recorded or monitored. Then you hang up. If you're truly private, you send them a letter. Restrictions on the use of automated telephone equipment. Oh, this is it. It shall be unlawful for any person within the United States or any person outside the United States if the recipient is within the United States. Debtors. To make any call other than a call made for emergency purposes or made with the prior express consent of the call party using any automatic telephone dialing system or an artificial or pre-recorded voice. First one is to any emergency telephone line, obviously. 911, any emergency line of a hospital, medical physician, or service office, healthcare facility, poison control center, or fire protection or law enforcement agency. this is two little eyes, to the telephone line of any guest room or patient room of a hospital, healthcare facility, elderly home, or similar establishment, or, you know, three eyes, to any telephone number assigned to a paging service, cellular telephone service, specialized mobile radio service, or other radio common carrier service, or any service for which the call party is charged for the call. So check this out. Even if you're not, you know, even if it's not, and, you know, I'm just reading this. Title 47, subsection 227. So you got a cellular telephone or any other service for which the call party is charged for the call. So, you know, I mean, you got unlimited minutes, right? But you still pay for that unlimited minute package. You got a home phone. Maybe it's unlimited home phone minutes. You still pay for those home phone packages. Get where I'm going? This is debt collection. I should do a series. B, to initiate any telephone call to any residential telephone line. Okay, so now we're talking about residential telephone lines. All. Using an artificial or pre-recorded voice to deliver a message without the prior express consent of the call party. Unless the call is initiated for emergency purposes or is exempted by rule or by order of the commissioner under paragraph 2B, or C, to use any telephone, facsimile machine, computer, or other device to send to a telephone facsimile machine and unsolicited advertisement. You got some regulations. This is part two, regulations, exemptions, and other provisions. Come on, how the commission shall prescribe regulations to implement the requirements of this subsection, so on and so forth. So it's, you know, spelling out of how they will prescribe and implement changes. We are under three, private right of action. I want to talk about this. Actually, I'm just going to read. A person or entity may, if otherwise permitted by the laws or rules of a court of a state, bring in an appropriate court of that state an action based on a violation of this subsection or the regulations prescribed under the subsection to enjoin such violation. B, an action to recover any actual monetary loss from such a violation. Or to receive $500 in damages for each such violation, whichever is greater. Both such actions. If the court finds that the defendant, so this would be those who woefully violate this title. Finds that the defendant willfully or knowingly violated the subsection or the regulations prescribed under the subsection, the court may, in its discretion, increase the amount of the award to an amount equal to not more than three times the amount available under subparagraph B of this paragraph. So you can ask for $1,500. Now, willfully or knowingly, all you have to do is put in that they're operating under, state statute, wherever they are, and under federal statute, such as it may be. And ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? So that's a case for willful. At the very least, how do you rebut that? I'm saying, y'all, this is diamonds. This is gold and diamonds. Get the diamonds. Get the gold. Get the silver. Wait. Get the silver. Get the gold. Then get the diamonds. Wait. Get the silver, get the gold, and get the rhodium. Oops. Then get the diamonds. So this is a private right of action. Within 120 days, the award shall be, so I keep reading this, regulations. The use of databases is permitted. Prohibition. Hold on. Construction, recovery, venue. Service of process. Okay, so let's check this out. Any civil action brought under this subsection in a district court of the United States may be brought in a district court wherein the defendant is found or is in an inhabitant or transacts business or wherein the violation occurred or is occurring and process in such cases may be served in any district court in which the defendant is an inhabitant or where the defendant may be found. Look, file this in your state courts. That's where the violation occurred or is occurring. You don't have to go all the way to their state or wherever they're located at to file this. That's ridiculous. But obviously it says any civil action brought under this subsection in a district court of the United States. So bring an action in the district court. Figure out how you do that. How do you do that? Our buying processes, y'all. Just learn how to do it. These guys are selling processes that they learned in the public. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to say with regards to this. So, I said that with regards to the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. So, if you got debt collectors specifically, let's be specific. If you have debt collectors calling you, whether on your home phone or your cell phone, it is a violation unless you have explicitly given them permission to do so. So, if you have called these individuals, if you call them, that demonstrates that it's okay for them to call you. Unless you send them something in the mail stating, I can call you, but you have no permission to call me. Send everything in the mail. Or something that to that effect. Because they can't go against what you say. But if they are calling you every single time they call you, it's a violation. Beginning with 500 or up to 1500. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I am friends or what? I'm an associate. Is a part owner in a debt collection company. An associate. They're my friend. And he told me that, you know, when they start up this company, they set aside a certain amount of money, whether it's, you know, insurance, that they buy an insurance, or, you know, some cash reserve for lawsuits, debt collection lawsuits, debt collection actions that are brought into action against them. They know that we don't understand this stuff, whether it be the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act or the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which I wasn't even up for. So I think it's very interesting. And I'm going to say it one more time. The term automatic telephone dialing system means equipment which has the capacity to store or produce telephone numbers to be called using a random or sequential number generator. Sequential, if y'all don't know, and I'm not trying to be pejorative or insult anyone's intelligence, but sequential means just one after the other, like in sequence, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, that's not a random sequence. It's sequential. So, whether you can pull out your phone or pick up a phone and dial a number at random or sequential, so it has the ability to store or produce telephone numbers to be called using this random or sequential number generator, and the capacity to dial such numbers. That's every single office phone. If they have a number stored in there for the receptionist. Push a button on the phone and it dials the receptionist and she picks up, or he picks up, you know. That's a stored number. In an automatic telephone dialing system, you walk around with these things. The thing of it is that they describe these things in very elusive terms. Terms that are illusory. Back to UCC 2-207, the conduct of both parties which recognizes the existence of a contract is sufficient to establish a contract, although the writings of the parties do not otherwise establish a contract. I mean, you answer the phone? That's, you know, hey, so bottom line, and let's get into some trust right here. It's all about offer and acceptance. Everything is offer and acceptance. Everything. And otherwise, you're going against natural law, you know, pretty much. So, an offer within this realm, so, they, you know, they say they got your number, however they got your number. A nefarious means they obtained your number. So, you know, these so-called debt collectors, alleged debt collectors, are dialing your number with an automatic telephone dialing system. That's an offer. The acceptance is when we answer the phone and we engage in conversation, whether we understand it's a business conversation or not. Whether we understand, you know, UCC 2-207 conduct by both parties, which recognizes the existence of a contract. Look, if I don't know who you are, I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to talk to you. Who are you? Just explain yourself. There's a maxim of law, the spoken word flies out the window, the written word remains forever. All that talk is cheap, you know. Money talks and BS, I mean, you know, BS walks, whatever. So, it's, you know, it's all about the correspondence, the presentment. It's an offer of presentment. So whether you're answering the phone or not, you can record the fact that the, you know, the call was made in the first place. Create evidence of such recording and file an action. These are the powers that we have, along with the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Third parties off top from the beginning, from the jump, from the giddy up, from get go, from Jump Street. Do not have a contract with you. They're a third party. Whether this person sold the debt or not, whether you acknowledge that debt or not, the third party has no contract with you. Validate and verify, not just verify, validate and verify the debt. Say both terms. Use both terms specifically. Validate and verify the debt. According in line with the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. I know a lot of our people are getting hurt with these debt collectors. It's going to get worse. Please believe me. In my opinion, contrary to popular, you know, demonstration and belief, the economy is not doing well at all. I travel quite a bit, and I see a lot of commercial space empty. When people aren't buying, it means they're not getting money. When you're not getting money, you restrict your spending to necessity. There's a lot of houses for sale. People aren't, you know, the housing market is slowing down, squeezing. They're saying because the supply is tightening, which means that there's, you know, essentially less houses up for sale. BS. That's crap. Houses are being sold everywhere. Those who know are selling right now. Bitcoin. I'm talking about Bitcoin real quick. Bitcoin is crazy because, you know, I'm not really into it, honestly. Even though, you know, it's crazy right now. But I'm not really into it. Cryptocurrency, you know, I'm not really sold. I will allocate into some sort or form of cryptocurrency relatively soon here, but not, you know, you need power and you need a network connection. You know, I don't need power or a network connection to know, you know, if this is real corn or if this is a real axe, if this is real gasoline, you know what I mean? If this is real gold or silver specifically. So, not really with it, but Bitcoin, you know, I'm really looking at it. It got up over $2,400, which is amazing. You know, a lot of people are stumped. It's got a lot of people stumped. Nonetheless, in my opinion, it's going to drag gold and silver with it. It's going to happen relatively quick. And now is the time to get your hands specifically on silver. If you ask me, Horatio saying silver, hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And I'll let you know how to get your hands on it privately. Straight up. No strings attached. But, you know, understanding how to deal with debt collectors, alleged debt collectors, because, look, here's the thing. According to, you know, administrative law, if I send you a bill and you ignore it, go ask an attorney. They'll give you, if they think you're, you know, a sucker, they'll give you a free, you know, consultation. And, you know, no disrespect. But basically, if they think you don't know anything, they'll give you a free consultation and see where you're at, where they can get some money. And go ask them this, though. If I send you a bill, say someone, I got sent a bill, and I didn't pay attention to it, I ignored it. If I send you a bill and you ignore it, and I send you that bill again with a certain notice, and I send it again with a certain notice, and you ignore all of these bills, it's a default judgment. Administrative defaulted you out. Now, once that's happened, I can show that. I can substantiate those facts. I take it to a court and get a judgment on the facts, default judgment. Now I can attach that judgment to any of your assets, personally, anything that you own. Doesn't matter. Bank accounts. Take that. Go get a, you know, lien on your bank account. Start garnishing your wages. These are things that we need to know specifically on how to handle these specific situations and what, you know, debt validation is, debt verification is, and, you know, what is prohibited with regards to the legislation. Federal or state, these entities that, you know, they are created under, which do business under, knowing these rules are going to be important, especially, you know, coming soon, if not now already. I know I've seen car defaults on car loans are up, defaults on student loans are up. These amounts of student loan debt, which is on the balance sheet of the United States, is exponentially growing. I looked at the chart for the last like 10 years. It's crazy. It's mind-boggling. Very interesting. So, you know, I just want us all to be aware of what's going on. I want us to be aware of what's to come and what can be and what we can create. I think, you know, the main thing with regards to the show that I do with regards to the foundation is just basic, or what should be basic information that everyone should know in order to protect themselves. You're doing business every day. I don't care what entity you're using, you're doing business every day. You can argue up and down the block, but if it has a reporting number, one of those 9-digit numbers, I don't care how you hyphen it, you're doing business in the commercial realm. Whether you're ignorant to that fact or not is not up to me, on me, or responsible to me or my problem. Fact of the matter remains, and what we need to do is get into position to where we can do business from a more educated standpoint. And I ain't trying to specifically and particularly dumb this content down, but I feel like, you know, coming at this information at this angle is definitely stepping on some toes. So whatever. But let it be known, this is public information. There's a difference between public and private information. There's a difference between informed individuals and uninformed individuals. There's a difference between those doing business primarily and only specifically, exclusively in the public, and those who are doing business privately through private entities that happen to have control and ownership and right title and interest in public entities or agencies. businesses, investments, so on and so forth. But we got to get the basics of the public, what we're already doing, before we can jump on this private bandwagon. But if you think you're ready to do that dance, that private dance, the one where many come and many walk away from, hit me up. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. That's where I'm at. I ain't nobody special, just like you. I studied and studied and studied extensively. So, I hope I came at it today, this evening. Telephone Consumer Protection Act. I hope you understand what your rights are. I hope you understand how you can exercise them. I hope you understand the monetary penalties that are enforceable. And I hope you understand that there is a Telephone Consumer Protection Act when it comes to debt collectors, debt collection. And, you know, it's all a debt collection, ain't it? Think about it. It's all a debt collection. If they're sending you something in the mail or calling you in intent to get money, that's a debt collection. There are specific rules with regards to the collection of debt, and there are rules with regards to and restrictions on the use of telephone equipment in the process of attempting to collect those alleged debts. Venezuela filed bankruptcy, y'all. Puerto Rico is bankrupt. Greece is bankrupt. Iraq is bankrupt. Baghdad is bankrupt. Zimbabwe, bankrupt. So many countries is going bankrupt. Don't get scared. Get prepared. Allocate and diversify your holdings. Get your hands on real assets. Scramble if you don't have them now. Don't freak out. Don't trample people like the Walmart videos, you know what I mean? But get your hands on some silver. It's very cheap right now. It's very, very cheap right now. An ounce of silver will run you about $20, $21, $22. 1 ounce. It's been all the way up to like 60-something, I think. I don't know. I'm quoting from my head. It's around there, though. It's close. When it does that, that's when you exchange out of it and do something else. But you got to get a plan. And what's your plan? Hopefully not to work for another corporation, a dead entity for your life, and depend on that, some sort of retirement that you're going to get from the government or some other dead entity. Because that's not being a god. And don't we say peace to the gods? I'm just trying to lay the foundation. This is with regards to the collection of debt. This is simple. We're doing business every day. Debts are a part of doing business. We live in a debt-based economy, a debt-based society. Your credit card is debt-based. Your cell phone, if you got a postpaid account, that's debt-based. They charge you afterwards. Mortgage is debt-based. Car loan is debt-based. How do we deal with these things? And I'm going to try to go to the phone lines, y'all. If you want to call in, you got a question or a comment, that'd be cool. Or not, you know, not's cool. Not's fine, too. What, they got another number? 563-999-3625. If the 424-222-5250 does not work, push one, man. Hold on, this ain't gonna work. This isn't gonna work. Nope. No, phone lines aren't gonna work. But it's all good, though. I would highly recommend, you know, going to the website for your state or your Secretary of State and finding Uniform Commercial Code within your state and finding this UCC 2207. Now, there's probably going to be some other numbers on in front or in back of that because it's your state statutes. But overall, that's it. You understand the form, formation, and readjustment of contract. And check this out. Yo, they define a merchant. Definition of a merchant. Where is that? What is merchant? I just want to say this real quick. Merchant means, yo, this, check this out. Merchant means a person who deals in goods of the kind or otherwise by occupation holds out as having knowledge or skill peculiar to the practices or goods involved in the transaction or to whom such knowledge or skill may be attributed by employment of an agent or broker or other intermediary who by occupation holds out as having such knowledge or skill. I mean, what is that, yo? I mean, I'm pretty good with legalese, but that tripped me up. So I'm going to study that one. I'm going to check that one out, yo. Y'all help me out. That's UCC 2-104, the definition of merchant. Holla at me. I'm going to get ready to close this off. I'm definitely having issues. I don't think it's probably me, though. I don't know if it's my connection or what, but I can't even. I'm trying. Hoping y'all still hear me. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Like I said, go to the PDF section, sit there, chill, do your dance. It's an enormous amount of information. You sit there and read until you understand. You'll be at a point that most of what people around you will never see. And then, you know, understanding that talking about conversation with people who aren't really on your level. But nonetheless, it's dope. It's where you want to be, even if you are on the level by yourself. Eventually, you will find people who are on the same level, and isn't that what it's all about? Change and growth. Go check it out. I mean, there's commerce, trust, information, esoteric information, commercial, banking information. It's amazing. And I can't recommend it more. Shout out to Big Brother Yusuf, you know what I mean? Holding it down. Shout out to everybody on High Frequency Radio Network. Shout out to you for, you know, checking out the show. I really appreciate it. I know. I got callers, man. All right, so I'm going to be honest. I'm having problems with my connection. I got callers. I think this is the brother. Peace, you there. You can hear me? See, this is what I didn't want to happen on the show. I'm trying to bring the callers in, man. Look. Let me try this. I know. I'm getting texted. 803-5742. Peace. 803-5742. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace. It's Jay. Can you hear me?
Peace, Jay. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly, man.
All right, yeah, you on the line, man? How you doing? What's good?
Man, We miss you, man. We miss you. But it's I appreciate the show, man. I'm just glad to have you on here. You know, dropping this knowledge and helping people realize that it's more information to consume and interpret than there is time to do it. So the time is now. Plus, I'm excited that the next event is what, it's a month out?
1 month, yeah. 1 month today.
Almost.
June 24th.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. You know?
Yeah, I am as well, man.
It's
Five
real,
man. Day,
man.
I mean, the brother's a legend. Let's just be honest.
I can't wait. I'm excited. And, it's so much to consume, man. I mean, you know, I've been telling people about Puerto Rico, Venezuela, you know. It's just so much, man. I just learned today that Puerto Rico is not called Puerto Rico. That's just a quote-unquote corporation name.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man, and Rico, like Puerto, is like rich, the rich port, port of riches.
No. Yeah. I'm not United Statesian. How can you be Puerto Rican? But, you know, I'm just, hey, man, I'm not going to say but so much on, you know. Just know I appreciate what you're doing, and I know I'm speaking for everybody else who's listening, and, you know. We appreciate what you're doing, man. That's some valuable information. You know, anybody still questioning whether or not it's time to go private, just, man, you get your head examined. Real. Time is now. I wish I had done it sooner, but I appreciate you. You know, everything happened for a reason, how and when it should, so I'm glad I chose to do it, you know, quote unquote, under your wing, you know, with your guidance. You know, I appreciate that. So, just wanted to say that. Check in, you know.
Appreciate you, man.
Next.
This is, this is our brother from Upland Credit. You can check them out. Foundation.UplandCredit.com. Once again, that's Foundation.UplandCredit.com. It's credit, you know, repair, credit enhancement, credit funding. So, you know, repair, enhancement, and funding. Get your stuff off your credit, get your credit score up, and then get you some funding off your credit score. You know, this is an informational video. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty good at, you know,
still
explaining
working.
It. Yeah,
still
y'all,
working.
Man,
making it even better.
But it's, you know, it's legit. I've seen the results. You know, I am a witness. I don't need to be a believer. And, you know, if y'all are interested in you're already looking at some sort of credit repair or credit, you know, repair agency, definitely check them out. And once again, that's foundation.UplandCredit.com. Yeah, man, you know, I always appreciate you, man. Shout out to the trustees in the private. Everybody going private. Going private at light speeds out here. Causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for calling.
Likewise.
I'll let you, man.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, peace to the gods.
Peace.
Yo, I was out with a, I'm not even going to put his name out there because I don't know if he's cool with this. But, you know, I was out with a business partner of mine. And, we were talking to a brother, and the brother was specifically, I'm going to be honest, he wasn't specifically talking to me, but he was talking to me because he was talking to my, you know, homie, because, you know, I'm with my homie, and this is what we do. And he was like, man, y'all need to slow down and start talking about all this stuff in the public. So, it's happening. I knew it was going to happen. I'm sorry. I knew it was going to happen, but, you know. I was going to let y'all know what's happening. So, you know, and there's other things going on. you know. So, but we ain't gonna get into all that, and I ain't never talked about something to someone that they couldn't do nothing about it, because that just makes you feel helpless. So, you know, just wanna let y'all know, man, Pancake and Toes is in effect for the 2017. Yo, and it's like, it's cutthroat out here, man. So, you know, I don't care. I'm still traveling. Still coming to a city near you. I ain't scared. You know, I'm out here every Wednesday. The foundation was so L. But I guess we're ruffling feathers over here at high frequency. That being said, man, you know, I see y'all, but I'm sorry. I'm going to end the show. I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to you. In closing, I definitely want to say that, you know, a lot of times we are placed in situations to where we're required to make a choice, and that choice is we're either going to choose self or we're going to choose, you know, soul. And I think the struggle between self and soul, I know it's real. I've seen it. I've seen the losses. I've seen the wins. And it comes down to this, you know. Regardless of what you think or believe, I truly understand that everything that we do is being written down. You know, the living word is us, if you ask me. And that's what's happening right now. So as you live and breathe, you are writing your own narrative. The things that you do, not only the thoughts you have, but the demonstrations, I think more importantly, and the intent behind those demonstrations really, really add up towards the end, not only later, but even currently, because you feel a certain way about yourself. It don't make you feel good. Don't lie. So, you know, in this path, on this journey to wherever we're going, there's multiple times where we're required to make that choice that I could call the self or the soul. You know, some say the ego or the soul, you know, I think that makes it more impersonal. It's the self or the soul. And, you know, on your path, choose the right path, whatever it is for you, you know, agreeable, disagreeable. Some would argue and say that there's nothing inherently negative. It's all about perception. Yeah, I'm not even getting into that. Whatever is you, homie. The bottom line is you do good and you feel good and reap the benefits of good. You do bad. I don't know if you feel bad, but you definitely reap the benefits of bad, even if it's through your reputation. You feel me? Thief? I mean, cheater? Racist? So on and so forth. Y'all hear where I'm coming from? Love yourself, bottom line. If you love yourself enough, nothing on the outside is going to make you go against to what makes you feel good or what is true to you. Or make you lie to someone, like, oh, like, I'm cool. It shouldn't be worth it. It's never worth it. Don't do it. Appreciate yourself. Love yourself. Say 10 things that you appreciate in your life. This evening, before you lay down and go to sleep, lay down with a smile. Go to sleep happy. Wake up happy. Even if you got to watch stupid videos, you are treasured. You are cared for. You are loved. And you deserve it. And that's the biggest issue. In my opinion, and yes, it's a strong opinion, it's all about what you think you deserve and what you don't, as to why you do the things you do and the things that you don't. And you see the things that you can and perceive the things that you won't. You're worth it because I'm worth it. Thank you for checking out the show. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all is the reason why I do this. I want y'all here with me. So on and so forth. And I ain't talking about all y'all, because, man, some of y'all, let's be honest, some of y'all is some, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know who I'm talking about. To everyone who's searching, to everyone who's looking, to everyone who knows their worth or is at least trying to find their worth, I got your back. To everyone who wants to do good, who wants to benefit, who everyone who, you know, at least walks into a room and tries to leave it better or cleaner than you know, the way they found it. I'm with you on that. Let's do some good. Let's act accordingly. Let's behave. Let's be the counterbalance to all this tomfoolery we see before our eyes. I ain't gonna sit there scared. I'm out here. You out here with me? Next week, I'm gonna be out here doing the same dance. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, June 24th. Admin at WelcomeToTheFoundation.com to RSVP to get information, so on and so forth. It's gonna be cold. You're gonna be out there with Todd Street Bay. I appreciate you. We love you. Peace to you. Peace to yourself. Peace to everyone you love. Peace to your surroundings. Peace to your mission. Peace and honor. Peace to God.
Doing this thing all the way live. High Frequency Radio.